The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Christianity Season 5. This week's episode is the season finale, and we're going to recap this journey by reflecting on university, life as a young Christian woman, and consider where we go next from here. It's all about the season of elevation. Let's start by talking to our Father before we get into this episode. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for the gift that is life and for being our guiding hand in all that we do. Lord, I pray that we run to you first when we are in times of trouble or doubt. I pray for the wisdom to recognize you in everything around me. When I'm unsure of where I will go, Jesus, I pray that I hear your voice and guidance to keep me on the right path. Most of all, Heavenly Father, I ask that your glory be magnified through me, and that people see and hear you in my actions and words. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. How insane is it that Christianity, at least the university chapter, is coming to a close? I started this in my second year, and I was so unsure of where this may take me or what was really involved to make a good show. But what I knew for sure was the purpose that God put within me, and that was to use my hand in this industry to magnify him and use my gifts for a reason. This was such an amazing experience because I developed some skills in radio production, and trust me, I had a lot to learn. I still do. Sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, I have a little breakdown when it's time for me to record because something will always like go astray. But I just need to breathe. It's fine. We're here. It's the season finale. Like, I got some things, some skills under my belt. I also got to meet some wonderful women who learned about the show and wanted to join me in honest conversations around faith as a young woman who's dealing with 1,000 other things at the same time. And most of all, this opportunity allowed me to dive deeper into my faith, into God's word, and strengthen my relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah. What does a season of elevation really look like? It's honestly so easy to think that it's all sunshine and roses, but it can look like so many different things and experiences. And there will be times when you don't even realize what season you're in because of what you're going through. I saw this video online that spoke about what it takes to really level up. And it talked about three main stages. Stage number one, cut it all off. This stage is where you really let go of whatever's been holding you back or making you feel troubled or less than to position yourself for what's to come next. This can involve leaving your workplace, did that, not speaking to certain friends that mistreat you, did that, and really just setting boundaries in all aspects of your life. I'm working on it. But this also means you could be losing things suddenly without warning. There are some considerations that come with this, like when you question having to struggle before you get to rejoice. I ask myself this all the time. I'm quick to say, Lord, I am not your strongest soldier. I don't know how much more I can go through. But God hears this and he laughs. Because there's a purpose behind this struggle, even when it's not clear to us. Character building, strengthening our minds and hearts, and encouraging more wisdom and empathy within us all come from going through this struggle, even when it's not clear. So in this case, the struggle we experience isn't wasted, it's used towards a stronger us. This brings me directly to Romans chapter 8, verse 18. The pain you've been feeling cannot compare to the joy that is coming. All of this is to say that this stage is not easy at all. You'll see Christian content that tries to explain this concept, just like I am, and you may think to yourself, well, duh, like that's so much easier said than done. And that's true. But these are just reminders that what you are feeling is completely valid and expected as you grow in your faith. Stage number two, a call to obedience. This is when you begin to feel yourself leaning towards actions that maybe wouldn't come naturally to you in the past, like forgiving people who have wronged you, letting grudges go that you held on to, and increasing your consistency and devotion to your faith in God. One thing that comes to mind in this stage is being a good steward, and proving to God that we are capable of handling the blessings and opportunities that are coming. It's not realistic to think that you can be participating in unhealthy acts or patterns in the same spaces as all of the good things that are coming your way. For example, let's say you're driving an older car that works, but you've been saving up for a new one for the longest time. As time goes on, you just haven't found one that aligns with you or with the money that you have, and you start to wonder when this new car will come through. But you're treating your current car like garbage. You don't keep it clean, you don't do regular maintenance, you're just not appreciative of the blessing that you have right in front of you. So why would something bigger and better come your way when you haven't shown that you're ready to handle it? That's where being a good steward comes in, not just when it comes to your car, but when it comes to your life and what you allow in it. Stage number 3, sudden change. This is where things start falling into place all at once, leading to your breakthrough. Hallelujah. We've waited long enough. Even though it seems sudden to you, it's actually been fully orchestrated by God. I've experienced this recently where things just started to align for me, and I've literally taken a step back and been like, God, this you? Is this you? It really does get like that. But of course it's him. It's so important in times like these that we identify God in action, knowing that it's him who has cleared this path for you. And it is totally okay to bask in this feeling of success and breakthrough. Girl, you deserve it. You've made it through so many stages of elevation and persevered, knowing that it's all happened for a reason. But I want to leave you with a verse from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. I feel like that sums it up. There's so many stages in between. Like, you know, stage 1, 2, and 3, you can look at that and be like, okay, let me check this off my list and check that off my list. There's going to be so much more in between. Like, it's not linear. But when you're able to identify maybe like these major steps, major stones that you're jumping across, it helps to kind of ground you in realizing like the season that you're in. I think I've said this every episode, but I'm going to say it again. Lord, show me how good it can get. I'm so incredibly thankful to have been on this journey with this show for the majority of my time in university. Like I said, this was started in first semester, second year. I was still fresh into university. I was like a little baby. And here I am. This is my last week of my last semester in university. Like, where has the time gone? I just feel fulfilled in where I'm at right now. And I say that in knowing how much more there is left to come. Jesus, thank you for fueling this passion for authentic, purpose-driven media. I'm so excited to see what comes next for me and potentially for this show in the future. Thank you so much for tuning in to the season finale of Christianity Season 5. As always, I'm so grateful to have this platform to talk about Jesus and the way he's transforming my life. And I'm so glad you're here. Girl, you're about to go through a season of elevation, and I'm so excited for you. One of my favorite verses that I take with me always, 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 I think is fitting to end off this show with. It is Psalms chapter 16, verses 7 to 9, and it says, I praise the Lord because he taught me well. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety. I want you to keep this verse with you as you go through this next chapter in your life. We'll chat soon. Bye for now.